from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
For Around the Yard with your Atlanta Braves on Dukes and Bell. Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today.
He gets greeted rudely by Ronald Acuna Jr. It is gone!
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Let's talk to Graham McCauley about what's going to happen with our Braves as they start a series with the Brewers. It's also Outcast Night, man, and that's pretty cool down there at Truist Park. Grant, tell me what we're going to get from Bryce Elder, and are we going to hit in this series?
I mean, these are questions that I feel like the answer is if you shake the magic eight ball, it kind of asks you to check again later. Sources cannot confirm what we're going to get, I guess maybe the best way to put it. Either way, I haven't, you know, been able to shake that eight ball today to see what the Braves offense is going to do, but obviously they're looking to get things going, get more consistent, get over a weekend in which you had an opportunity to take a series from the Marlins, number one, which you needed to do, and maybe make up some ground on the Phillies, who continue to really not play well in the second half. It's at least left the door cracked for the Braves, if not the Mets, to kind of creep back into this divisional race. And that is quite a development, considering about a month ago, I don't think too many people were looking at it and thinking that the Phillies were going to cede too much ground just by the way they were playing. But putting that aside, yeah, the Braves offense has got to get going. And for Bryce Elder, I feel like he's shown some flashes here lately in some of his opportunities to miss a lot more bats than we've been accustomed to seeing Bryce Elder miss, and he's been delivering pretty good starts overall. One of them was kind of a mixed bag, I know, against the Cardinals, but if you can get a Bryce Elder that gives you quality starts every fifth day, I think you'll take that. But it does hinge, to go back to it, on the offense being able to deliver more than the three runs that he would allow by the dictionary definition of a quality start.
I know that we spent some time on it last week. I guess, you know, knowing how to use, you know, your skill set, because he doesn't have overpowering stuff, to get through the third or fourth time the lineup sees you. And it seems like the last start he was able to do that better.
Mm. Yeah, I really think the third time through is the key, because the Braves bullpen is good enough. You're not asking too many starters to go that fourth time through anymore. And if you are, it's just typically that's a Chris Sale, Max Fried kind of discussion. I feel like those are the guys that you look at and think, all right, you know, who has the opportunity to throw maybe that eight innings, maybe that complete game? Obviously, Fried is kind of the guy in that regard. But again, I don't think you have to ask that much of Bryce Elder or really anybody else on the staff to go beyond the six, because if you get there, I feel like this is a bullpen that when you size up what clubs like to have when they get into October, this is a group that I think can do the things you need them to do, but you didn't get to use them very much last year because you were behind so much, obviously, by not hitting in the postseason. And that, of course, continues to be the question that we ask ourselves about every 72 or so hours. When are the Braves going to show up in the way that you expect them to show up?
Grant, any update on Money Harris?
Yeah, he's going to be starting a rehab assignment with AAA Gwinnett tonight. So that is a wonderful thing for the Braves. Of course, he's still got a little over a week, I guess. It's 8 days that he's going to remain on the injured list because he was transferred to the 60-day. They were going to send him down to Florida, I think, to start this off, but there's been some storms and some problems down there. So he'll DH in Gwinnett for a few days, make his transition into the field. And hopefully over the next week, you know, day of rest here or there for him, he'll be able to rejoin this club by the middle of August, which Michael has told me has been his goal all along, to be back as soon as he could once he got moved to the 60-day IL. And that is literally the mid-portion, the midway point of the month of August.
So it'll come out to basically 2 months that we lost Money Harris. Can he hit the ground running, Grant? And do you still roll with Soler at first, or do you give Money Harris another crack at the leadoff, or just not his spot?
No, I don't think you mess with it right now, but I do think that Michael Harris, you know, inserting him into that middle of the order somewhere, fifth, sixth, seventh, in that spot, could be meaningful for you as well, because you're still trying to sort out the rest of your lineup. But I think Soler is the guy for the meantime, unless or until he shows that he can't do it, which we've got a very small sample size running, but I know some folks were hoping over the weekend there'd be immediate results from Jorge Soler, though he did get a pretty big hit to help him win the Friday game. But that aside, that's the spot where I think they like Soler, and it gives them power at the top of the order, a guy that has been getting on base. Then you transition it into Austin Riley, Marcell Ozuna. Matt Olson's been swinging it better lately. That's a pretty good top four.
We're talking with Grant McCauley, guys, Braves Brewers tonight. As the Brewers, remember, we won two of three from them last time we saw them, which was last week. But they just lost, what, two games in a series versus Washington. So they're not playing that great either right now, right?
No, they haven't really, and it's been kind of a club that's, you know, gone through some of its own injury issues. They've lost Christian Yelich for what looks like the rest of the season to a back ailment. I think he's trying to weigh exactly what procedure he's going to have done and looking to get himself ramped back up for next year, but that does not help them right now, certainly. And this is a different Brewers club than we saw in recent years, because they traded Corbin Burns to the Baltimore Orioles, so that was a change for them at the top of their rotation. But they still got some guys that I think know how to pitch. But offensively speaking, it's not exactly a group of world beaters. They brought in Rhys Hoskins for some extra power. He's been hurt and inconsistent, so that hasn't necessarily answered the questions for him. They're a club that is in a division that I think is favorable for them, but this is not one of the teams that you look at when you're sizing up those power rankings and you're trying to figure out how they fit in the top two or three spots. They are a club with some flaws.
You know, Grant, we were talking about this the other day, and just to get some clarification, when does Ozzie get back? Is it like literally the end of September, or is there any kind of rosier outcome where he can actually contribute earlier?
Well, Alex Anthopoulos, on his media call when they traded for Jorge Soler earlier this week, kind of indicated that Ozzie's trending for an early September return. That, I don't know if that means the very beginning of September, right, sometime before the 10th or so. But either way, I mean, the initial estimate was that he would miss 8 weeks with his fractured wrist. Ozzie, though, has shown in the past, even this season when he broke his toe, that he's a pretty quick healer. But wrist injuries can be tricky. They're not going to push it. But, man, if they could get him back with some significant time left in September, that would help, obviously, for the stretch drive and give him a little bit of time to get tuned up for when the Braves play the games they're hoping to play that matter the most, and those come in October.
All right. By the way, you getting a bobblehead tonight? Just curious. You getting one?
I got the bobblehead last year,
okay.
So I'm pretty good with this one. It's still in the box. I feel like it's a collector's item. Maybe I don't want to take it out too many times,
yeah.
But it's one of the best that they have put out. And the Braves, they do a lot of bobbleheads. I mean, Major League Baseball has really moved in this direction the past probably 20 years. This one, though, was one I didn't know I needed, but I'm glad I have it.
Do you collect them? Do you collect them normally? I mean, do you have a room full of them?
I have a pretty good collection of them because they will provide them to us when we make it out to the game. So
yeah,
That's always nice and always appreciated. I don't collect them in the same way. I am a card collector.
Okay.
I'm sure you guys have probably heard about that over the years. So I'm a big vintage card guy. Pre-1980s is kind of my wheelhouse. I'm really working my way through the 1950s now, because when I was a kid, I could buy cards based on how many lawns I could mow. So I have been able to expand my coffers and start working on some sets I always wanted to have. So that's kind of what I collect. But the bobbleheads are certainly cool. And if you see any of the YouTube stuff that I do, a lot of them are in my backdrop in my office.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.